Not in any of the correspondence that I've seen. The family again feel a very deep sense of hurt and anger and frustration. And of course, there are implications for this because of the fact that if somebody, for example, has an accident in the Republic, dies in hospital in Northern Ireland, and the guards refuse to actually release the file in relation to what their investigations on the day of the accident actually occurred. So I believe that this decision by the Commissioner is not alone illogical. I think it's contrary to European law, and it flies in the face of enhanced cooperation as envisaged on the part of the Good Friday Agreement. I'm not going to let it lie here. I am taking the matter up immediately with the current Minister for Justice, Alan Shatter, asking him to instruct the Garda Commissioner to release the particular report.
Do you believe that Alan Shatter will take this on board? I presume you've had discussions about this issue with him in the past.
Well, I will be sending to Alan Shatter correspondence, an exchange of correspondence between the then Minister for Justice, Dermot Ahern, who was contacted by the family a number of years ago, and wrote a 3-page letter to the then Taoiseach, and the then Minister and the then Taoiseach seemed to be very much on the side of the Farron family in relation to establishing into how Sinead actually died and whether or not the death in question could have been avoided. 2.5 years ago, the Farron family and two other families, the Gallaghers from Achill and the Keane family from Ballylongford in County Kerry, came before the Petitions Committee, made 3 submissions, and as a result, there's a major report now being carried out by the Department of Transport in relation to the circumstances surrounding the deaths of the daughters of the 3 families in question.